About 60% of Vero Beach's city-owned utility customers live outside the city's limits in Indian River County. Vero Beach Republican Representative Debbie Mayfield says that means the majority of the utility customers have no recourse if they have a dispute with the utility.
They can't go to the Public Service Commission because the municipalities are exempt from the Public Service Commission. They can't go to the county because the county doesn't have jurisdiction over the municipalities.
Mayfield says Indian River County citizens could pay as much as 15% less for their utility bills if they switch to Florida Power and Light instead of using Vero Beach's utility. An agreement the county has with the city to provide those services will expire soon. But during a recent Public Service Commission hearing, the state's utility regulators told Vero Beach it's required to provide the service it does now, whether the county wants that service or not.
So a municipality can go into the unincorporated area and provide utility services without having to get permission from the county commissioners in that county to provide that utility service.
Mayfield says she has a bill that could help with some of the issues. It would require cities providing services in parts of a county to get permission from the county to do that. That's not too far off from what's happening now, but...
But it would force the city to have to negotiate because it's like, okay, well, we know we have to work with you on this now because the law says that we can't be in there unless we work with you and come up with a deal.
But there are a few sticking points with Mayfield's bill. Associate Director of Legislative Affairs Ryan Matthews says he's worried the measure could force cities into flouting the law. He wonders whether the measure would be prospective or retrospective.
Is it something that we've been doing this for 50 years? If the bill took effect July 1st, on July 2nd, would every city have to then go to a county if they provided service in the unincorporated area and say, is this okay? I'm unclear on that.
And Matthews says there's also a question about which utilities the measure affects.
Whether this bill, by opening up Chapter 180, if it brings in electrical utilities, that's again a far greater concern for us. We have 34 members who own and operate their own municipal electric utility, not to mention the 200 and some odd who have a water utility or wastewater utility.
Mayfield says the bill does not include electric utilities, just water and natural gas. But Matthews worries if the bill passes, that's a question the courts might have to answer. And if the bill did apply to electric utilities, it would circle back to the PSC's ruling, putting utilities between a rock and a hard place. The utility regulators say utilities must continue to provide service. But if a county revokes its permission, the city would be breaking the law under Mayfield's bill, which potentially opens it up for lawsuits. Executive Director of the Florida Municipal Electric Association, Barry Moline, says potential court cases and lawsuits are no way to create the right kind of environment for a municipal utility to do its job.
You know, it makes sense when you just say it. It's like, well, that makes sense. You know, if you're working together and strategically trying to bring in business or whatever your goals are, trying to do all those things together, if everybody is more or less on the same page, then you pretty much all move in that direction. But in Vero Beach, they're fighting each other.
Moline says there could be other solutions for addressing Mayfield's concerns. For example, he says Vero Beach officials are looking into the creation of a utility authority that would oversee the utility and have representatives from the city and county. For WFSU News, I'm Regan McCarthy.